Hello, my name is Tim Jones, the original motivational poet, and this is the audio presentation of my new work, Redefine Your Original Design, The Path to Personal Greatness. Thank you for taking the time to listen to what I have to say. You have made a wise and strategic decision to be among the first to hear this very important message. This format will allow you to interact with me with your questions and comments as we explore and explain the concept of original design. By the end of this audio presentation, you'll have the knowledge you need to redefine your original design and align with your most powerful self. I fully believe that this information will set the stage for your most productive, efficient living ever. So again, thank you for investing in you. I was born and raised in a small town in Georgia by parents who taught me to serve God, respect my elders, love my enemies, work hard, and believe in myself. I grew up believing that I had something on the inside of me that would change the world. I still believe that today. Only now I believe that everyone has something inside of them designed to make the world better. I've carried the torch for individuals discovering their purpose and destiny for over 30 years, making myself the poster child. I've written books, conducted training, and taught curriculum around this subject. It is my life's work. I have a unique gift and insight into this topic and have developed a system for discovering, understanding, and communicating the very reason a person is born into the world. In 2019, I did a podcast series called Five Critical Components Necessary to Avoid Crop Failure and Ensure Harvest in Your Future. I want to read an excerpt from one of the podcasts as an explanation of where we are today and why this work is necessary. Here it is. Let's begin with an explanation of what crop failure is. Crop failure is what happens when everything you've been doing, the life you've been living, the things you've sowed your time, money, resources, and energy into all amount to nothing. No produce, no value, no increase of any desirable kind. It's when you have basically wasted life you can't get back. It is the opposite of harvest. Why is this so critical right now? It's a fact. The older you get, the less life you have to waste. It's my belief and persuasion that we the people must take responsibility for and assume ownership of our lives and future. We must disjoin ourselves from dependency on government and systems of government. We must be adequately informed and enlightened about who we are, what we have to offer, and where we fit, so that we can live productive, purpose-filled, laser-focused lives that reflect our true potential. I'm convinced the year 2020 will bring one of two things for many: either harvest or crop failure. Harvest is what we all want, and it's what you get when you live in agreement with your dreams, in accordance with your purpose, and in alignment with your destiny. Anyone not living this way is in danger of crop failure. So this is what I was talking about before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened, and the world was thrown into what I have called pandemic fever. Pandemic fever can be defined as the increase in fear, doubt, confusion, and uncertainty. More people than ever are living in trauma because of this pandemic fever, and the world is suffering from the ensuing hysteria. If living productive, purpose-filled, laser-focused lives was important before 2020, it is now imperative. People living in fear, doubt, confusion, and uncertainty didn't start with the pandemic, but it has definitely been thrown into hyperdrive. We're desperate for solutions that pull on and utilize our greatest talents, abilities, and gifts to produce the answers we need for everyone to have an opportunity to exceed and excel. This work is one of those solutions. This is an ongoing, unfolding work, and we'll continue to add to it over the next several months. Please feel free to comment and ask questions. You are a vital part of this process. So let's dig in and see what Jules will find.